Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about economic stories on Fridays. This week, the Sacramento City Council urged the Sacramento Kings to move quickly to find a new use for the old arena site in Atomos once the team moves downtown next year. Now, remind me, why can't the Kings use Sleep Train Arena for concerts or ice capades or monster truck shows or whatever they want?
Well, yeah, that was part of the city's deal with the Kings. The team can't continue to operate the old arena, sort of a non-compete clause. Everything would be concentrated downtown, games, concerts, everything. So, not clear that it really would even be feasible to keep it open anyway. There's not that many concerts that there's enough demand necessarily for it. This has been a lingering issue from the beginning, is what are the Kings going to do with the Natomas property? The mayor and Angelique Ashby in particular want to see a plan, and they're looking for something that would generate jobs like a hospital or a university.
Yeah, so how might that turn out? Do the Kings have a developer or plan in mind to reuse the site? And what happens to the old arena building?
The Kings have a track record of making miracles happen, but unless a hospital or some other big user could repurpose the building, likely the arena would be torn down. And then the question is, what would you do with this land? It's not clear that there are companies ready to move in to use the land for any particular purpose. You know, some have suggested that Kaiser might want to build a hospital there, but Kaiser seems to be more interested in the rail yard. We've got plenty of other sites for a university, mostly in Placer County, so that doesn't quite make sense. And on top of that, you've got flooding issues there. The Natomas building moratorium will be lifted soon, but the city wants to see levee repairs done before major new projects, so that adds more uncertainty and delay. So in the end, what we may end up with eventually will be more of what Natomas already has, which is housing. But even that could take some time.
A couple of weeks ago, Roseville city officials were talking about trying to move quicker on building a convention center and hotel near the big Galleria shopping mall. Now, this is an idea that's been around for a while, the idea that the city could build it and then sell it once it's up and running. Anything new on that?
The council gave a big thumbs down to that idea. They just aren't interested in fronting the money. Hotels in the region hated that idea, too. As you can imagine, this would have been a government-sponsored competition, essentially, and that was not popular. Roseville is convinced that this can work. A conference center and hotel is something they've been aiming for, as you say, for years. But they're going to have to find another way to do it. So far, the city has not been able to find a private partner who will make it work. The recent hope was that financiers in South Africa might back it. But a delegation even from Roseville even traveled there to make a pitch. But the investment has not materialized.
Seems like the push to allow online poker in California is gaining traction. State lawmakers have just introduced two more bills that would legalize it.
So that makes four now, if I'm counting right. I think this really could happen this year. The complication is over what they call a bad actor clause. There's a dispute over whether legislation legalizing online poker should ban a particular online poker operator called PokerStars. And this is all tied up in tribal politics as well. So there's some issues to work out, but there's a reasonable chance we could see these differences worked out. And then there's, of course, the question of how it would interact with federal law, but that's another subject.
I heard that there could be a new cafe opening soon in Midtown Sacramento that would cater to people with all kinds of food allergies. Gluten-free products and bakeries, I mean, those are pretty common these days. But a cafe, I mean, how would this work?
Yeah, it's a good question. This is an idea from a market at 26th and J called Gluten-Free Specialty, and it's using crowdfunding to raised $60,000 to expand adding a kitchen and a cafe for people with food allergies. So obviously the challenge here is if you cater to everybody who has all the food allergies, you can't serve peanuts, shellfish, milk, eggs, wheat. You know, there's a pretty long list of things you have to leave off the menu. But maybe what matters the most is that, you know, this would be something that would recognize and legitimize a problem that a lot of people have. So I think there's definitely a market.
And Beer Week starts today in Sacramento. Is it just my imagination or have a lot of craft beer businesses open in town over the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Beer is big and getting bigger. This is, of course, a national trend, but its popularity, I think, in Sacramento fits into sort of our image as a city in the same cultural neighborhood as Portland and Seattle. There's a slew of new breweries just opening with names like Big Sexy Brewing Company. That's my favorite. Jackrabbit Brewing, Sacktown Union Brewery, Argonaut Brewing. You can bet that there are still more on the way. So I think this trend has real staying power.
All right. Well, cheers, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.